You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Andrea Brackes is a registered dietitian and associate professor of nutrition at the University of Auckland. I caught up with her to find out more about Jenny Craig closing, the latest dieting trends, and to find out what works and what a healthy person looks like. Listen in to find out more about what you can do to be more healthy and whether weight loss is necessary to achieve this. I started our interview by asking to find out a bit more about the weight loss industry.
I think that weight loss as an industry is still extremely common and popular and is still making a lot of money. The Jenny Craig model was very face-to-face, small group type activities, meal plans, things like that. So some of those types of interventions that are perhaps not as popular. So these days people like things online, they like flexibility, they like to be able to do things in their own time. And I think that may have had a lot to do with the Jenny Craig model closing.
What made Jenny Craig Inc. so successful?
Yeah, wasn't it successful? Such a long time. I think that for a long time that the social structures that are added into Jenny Craig around group sessions, having a one-on-one sort of facilitator, having a lot of structure in the plan, the promise of quick weight loss, which a lot of people are drawn to, I think all those elements served it well for a long period of time. And also, you know, the plans themselves are obviously not that successful, but they definitely had people come back and pay the money time and time and time again to kind of redo the program. So, yeah, I think that the social nature of the program probably did it well for a long period of time.
How reliable are the smartphone dieting apps that seem so common nowadays?
Oh, yes, they are common. They are certainly taking over. Are they reliable? I'm not sure. I couldn't comment on that. They haven't really been around that long for me to be able to say, well, yes, they're reliable and they're accurate and they're, you know. But certainly some of those elements around recording and, you know, the behavior change support is integrated into some of them. So, you know, maybe for a small percent of the population, that type of approach might work. But overall, it still comes back to what are the behaviors that this person may want to change, and moving away from just, you know, the main goal of losing 10 kilos as the only goal. So, you know, it depends. That these apps are pretty new.
So you're sort of saying that good health is not equivalent to weight loss necessarily?
It may not be. I think that for some people, they may have very good blood lipids and, you know, good family history and you know, generally be healthy. They might weigh a little bit more than they would otherwise like, but outside of that, they might be very healthy. And for those individuals, the evidence isn't really that clear that they are going to be healthier if they lose weight. Now, it's a different story if someone has, you know, perhaps excess body fat and also has high blood lipids and high, you know, blood pressure and things like that, then they may be a candidate and may benefit from, you know, sort of dietary change. But again, they'd probably be better off focusing on a little bit more exercise, a healthy diet, rather than, oh, you're going to, you know, your health would be benefited by losing weight, particularly with these highly structured diets that we know are difficult to maintain over the long term.
Speaking of diets generally, how do low-carb diets such as the keto diet fit in with an overall image of health?
Oh, yeah, good question. I think these keto diets, same with the Fast 800 is a really popular one at the moment. they are a short-term opportunity to lose a lot, you know, a lot of weight. And, you know, you'll read case studies where for a small percent of the population, they might do quite well. They certainly lose weight. Whether those individuals keep it off long-term, some of them do, but a lot of them don't. So how do they fit in? Well, you know, again, we can always find a small percent of the population that those types of highly structured diets might work for. But again, long-term, it's just perhaps a more sustainable approach to take baby steps and have the focus on health rather than cutting out carbs, you know, entire sort of food group out of the diet over a short period of time.
Why do many people find it difficult to lose weight and keep it off?
Yes, I think that, I mean, this probably comes back to a lot of different issues. Like excess weight is an issue for a lot of people for different reasons. So we know that the food environment is not necessarily geared towards, you know, consuming a lot of healthy food. So we have a lot of fast food outlets around. A lot of that food, processed food, can be quite affordable and it tastes good. That's a problem. We've got less emphasis on physical activity. So perhaps in past times, we might have been more physically active in our general lifestyle. So maybe that's a problem. And then there are a lot of you know, processed yummy food out there, which is, not that helpful. And then, you know, people are under a lot of stress and, you know, mental health is an issue for a lot of people. And some people might use food to sort of as a sort of a comfort. So, look, it's not there's no one good answer or one reason why we might have a society that is, you know, perhaps got more excess body fat than we would like. But it's just not one reason. It's just not that simple, which makes it really difficult.
That was Andrea Brakis, dietitian and University of Auckland professor on dieting trends in the modern day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.